The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, February 9th, 2026. It's 5 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. If you're driving home, hopefully it's not getting slick out there quite yet. We got a little snow finally in the Gallatin Valley today. Little is the key word there. Hope it keeps doing it, but it was nice to at least see a little white on the ground. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm going to play some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! Before I jump into that, I do want to thank one of our underwriters for their support of KGVM, and then we'll listen to today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A statement from the City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department said that both are monitoring events taking place around the country related to federal immigration enforcement. The City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department said that, "We, like many of our residents, are concerned by how it could impact our community, the trust in public safety, and the safety of our law enforcement professionals. During these tense times, we wanted to remind residents that we're committed to keeping Bozeman safe and protecting the constitutional rights of every person who lives, works, and visits our city." While BPD has worked with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners for decades to address drug trafficking, child exploitation, and other serious crimes, the BPD does not have a 287G agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These agreements delegate state and local law enforcement officers the authority to perform specified immigration officer functions under ICE's direction and oversight. The Bozeman Police Department is not involved in civil immigration enforcement and will not assist or participate in civil immigration enforcement, nor will BPD take extra steps to determine an individual's immigration status. If federal agencies operate within Bozeman solely related to federal immigration enforcement, BPD will prioritize responding to ensure public safety. We cannot interfere with federal agencies lawfully performing their duties, but it is our duty to ensure public safety. The public can expect BPD to continue to treat everyone equally and with respect, regardless of immigration status. BPD will continue to investigate and enforce Bozeman municipal codes and the laws of the state of Montana, and the Bozeman Police Department says that it will warn, cite, or arrest based solely on the facts of a criminal investigation. When our officers respond, they will be in uniform, unmasked, and their name and badge clearly visible. BPD says, "Our department uses both marked and unmarked police vehicles, and while general patrol officer duties are not the primary use of unmarked vehicles, BPD officers are expected to take law enforcement action if and when they observe criminal activity. Officers taking enforcement action in unmarked vehicles will be clearly identifiable, wearing a BPD-issued vest with unobstructed police markings." The Bozeman Police Department says that if you are confronted by someone who doesn't appear to be clearly identifiable as law enforcement, do not hesitate to call 911. The Bozeman Police Department says that they recognize this current period of instability and heightened tension places significant strain on the public and underscores the need for open communication, professionalism, and respect for constitutional principles. In times of uncertainty, we encourage everyone to come together as a community and look out for one another. Thank you to our residents for continuing to gather peacefully and letting your voices be heard. That's a statement from the City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department regarding events taking place around the country related to federal immigration enforcement. Gallatin County Commissioner Scott McFarlane resigned his seat on the commission last week, effective immediately. McFarlane had just begun his eighth year in office, being the most recently reelected to the commission. There are three Gallatin County commissioners, now all Democrats, elected on a staggered two-year cycle, with six-year terms on the commission. McFarlane was elected to the Gallatin County Commission as a Democrat, so now the Gallatin County Democratic Central Committee will accept nominations, vote, and submit a list of nominees to the County Commission to fill the vacant seat. Eligible candidates must live within the Western County District, which includes Four Corners, Belgrade, Manhattan, Three Forks, Clarkston, and Willow Creek. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, and speaking of immigration and that topic, there's going to be an open house at the Bozeman Public Library tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., and it will feature our prosecutor, County Prosecutor Audrey Cromwell, the Bozeman Police Chief Jim Veltkamp, Casey Bertram, the Superintendent of the Bozeman Public Schools, and Matt Pearson from Bienvenidos. So I think we'll be recording that hopefully tomorrow evening, but you can go down to the library and listen live. There will be a Q&A afterwards as well. I did also want to say that tonight on our Health and Happiness show at 7 p.m., it's a show about addiction. The doctors would talk to two individuals, a mother and daughter, who have recovered from addiction, and they discussed their journey. I also did want to on that subject, read this PSA that we've got. On Saturday, the 21st of February, Greater Impact is hosting their 7th Annual Tropical Chili Cook-Off at 2595 Simmental Way here in Bozeman. This event is more than just a culinary competition. It's a vital effort to raise funds for Greater Impact's mission to support individuals struggling with addiction in our community through their brand new Recovery Point service. They're looking for local chefs, both professional and home cooks, to sign up and compete for titles including Spiciest, Professional, and People's Choice. And of course, they're hoping to get the word out to folks about attending the event as well. Again, that's on February 21st, 2026, from 5 to 8 p.m. at 2595 Simmental Way in Bozeman. Anyone that is interested in competing can email Stacy at development@greaterimpact.us to register. That's development@greaterimpact.us. Tickets to attend will be available at the gate. All right, I'm going to play you some music. They had a benefit for the city of Minneapolis last Friday night at the Labor Temple, and some great bands played there. I wasn't able to go because I was down at the Elm seeing KT Tunstall. My wife and I went to see that, and so I thought I'd kick things off here tonight with a couple of KT Tunstall cuts off of her first album. It was called Eye to the Telescope, and it turned 20 years old a couple of years ago. So I'll play you Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, and then a song that you might be familiar with called Suddenly I See. I think that was the one that was the lead-in to the movie The Devil Wears Prada.
2, 3, 4. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, Helen, day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh, ooh.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh, ooh.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, ooh.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
And it said no, no. No, 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 no. Said no, no. You're not the one for me. No, no. No, 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 no. Said no, no. You're not the one for me.
Ooh.
I'm not afraid to die.
was KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See, and Black Horse and the Cherry Tree off her album Eye to the Telescope. I'm going to keep it going here. I think these might be a couple songs that I played last week, but I'm still digging on them. Hope you will too. They're about Minneapolis. Well, one of them's about Minneapolis. They're both about kind of the current situation. The first one's Bruce Springsteen's new single, Streets of Minneapolis. And the second one's a song by Tim Grimm from his album Bones of the Trees that he released just this past year. It's called Broken Truth.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice. Neath an occupier's boots, King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Thugs beat up on his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones, and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Hold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chance of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. Streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Here we go again. Thought we'd been down that road. I thought we left it all behind us. I guess we should have known. It's fight or flight. It's so far from being great. I can't believe that laughing fool might lead us to our fate. Don't it break your heart? 'Cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame. He's got no soul. He's got no poetry inside to make him whole. When I was a kid in public school, I thought we'd learned a thing or two beyond the golden rule. Put faith in science and truth in words, acts of kindness and hope for all the world. Don't it break your heart? 'Cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame, got no soul. He's got no poetry inside to make him whole. Sometimes we walk a thin line with our heads deep in the sand. One man's sense of justice ties another woman's hands. And the simple price of freedom to be left alone and dream is in the hands of his judges who just bend the laws and scheme. Don't it break your heart? 'Cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. Got no shame. He's got no soul. He's got no poetry inside to make him whole. If you follow him, you can count to seven. If you call yourself a Christian and you believe in heaven. Greed, lust, sloth, pride, envy, gluttony, and wrath. It's clear as day. They storm the house. All the hate inside his little mouth. Damn that man. Nine years we've lived with sorrow. Nine years we shook our heads. And the times they are changing. The honey in the lion's head. It's time we lift the hammer and ring them bells instead. It's time we stamp these fires out and let the peace be spread. Don't it break your heart? 'Cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame. He's got no soul. He's got no poetry inside to make him whole.
Tim Grimm. Man, I like that song. Broken Truth from his album Bones of the Trees. Before that, Bruce Springsteen did Streets of Minneapolis. Damn that man. I did I have to admit, I'll say this disclaimer, these opinions that I express are mine and mine alone. They're not necessarily indicative of the opinions of the board of KGVM's nonprofit, the Allen Valley Community Radio, or any of the other volunteers. They're mine. But I did experience a certain amount of schadenfreude finding out that the president watched the official Super Bowl halftime show instead of the Turning Point USA alternate halftime show. Predictably, he hated it. You didn't need a crystal ball to see that coming, I guess. I did have to laugh at some of the reactions to it were also fairly predictable, and people struggling to come up with reasons why they hated it. I mean, you know, the normal ones, which are basically racism. People talking about the lyrics to Bad Bunny songs, and a couple of them are, you know, talking about dating a lot of different women and stuff. And I found myself scratching my head wondering if you thought that Bad Bunny's lyrics were over the top, so you decided you were going to turn to Kid Rock instead, you might question your life choices a little bit. I mean, you know, come on, people. Anyway, I'll put my soapbox away for now. I want to let you listen to today's Labor History in 2, and then we'll keep going here.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day Sheriff Theodore Middleton and his deputies in Harlan County shot into the house of UMWA organizer Marshall Music, killing his 15-year-old son, Bennett. Music organized for the UMWA's District 19. He traveled all over Harlan County. As a district organizer, he was beaten, arrested, and evicted from company housing repeatedly. Some of the mines were organized in Harlan County, but barely. Many coal operators controlled area sheriff's departments and restricted the daily life of miners and their union representatives. Organizing drives started in January of 1937. Union men faced extreme physical violence. Organizers were tear gassed in early January. Their cars were dynamited later that month. Music and his wife were shot at and warned repeatedly to leave town. Another organizer had his door busted down by deputies and his house ransacked. Music finally agreed to leave town to keep his family safe. But on this day, upon arriving in Pineville, he learned his son had been killed in a firestorm of bullets shot into his house. On March 22nd, the La Follette Committee on Civil Liberties opened hearings into Bloody Harlan. It lasted for 6 weeks. The Justice Department indicted 69 Harlan County coal operators and law officers for criminal conspiracy in violation of the Wagner Act. Meanwhile, the new National Labor Relations Board answered the UMWA charges and found in the union's favor. The board issued a cease and desist order against interference with union activity and ordered the reinstatement of 60 coal miners. As a result, union membership soared to 9,000. The UMWA would continue for decades to fight to keep Harlan County organized.
KGVM thanks Whistle Pig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistle Pig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224. All right. I thought that that particular labor history in two was very interesting. I think it's easy to forget if you're not a student of history, and I confess that I am not. The struggles that have gone on against, or struggles for people to achieve basic rights that have been suppressed and oppressed and repressed by our government through the years. You know, the labor movement, the suffrage movement, the civil rights movement. I saw people commenting about the struggles that Latino people are going through now with ICE and the deportations and stuff, and talking about how black people have had struggles like that for, you know, centuries. And so, you know, it just seems to keep coming around. Hopefully, maybe the arc is bending toward justice. I don't know. It's hard to feel that some days, but hope we all keep pushing toward it anyway. I'm going to keep going with a couple more, get a little more obnoxious here, I guess. But kind of along that same vein as that song Streets of Minneapolis, I'm going to play a song by NoFX that they just put out the end of January. It's called Minnesota Nazis. And I'm going to follow it up with a cut by our own Three Penny Riot from just over the hill in Livingston. They're going to be at the Labor Temple here, I think, in early March. Let me see if I can dig up that date. They're going to be playing a show with a touring band called Doom Scroll. I can't remember where they're from. I just know that they're coming in. And they're going to be joined by Three Penny Riot and also Lone Elder from over in Livingston. So that's going to be on the 21st of March. But Three Penny Riot just released a single called Rock and Roll Kalashnikov. I've seen them play it live a time or two. Looking forward to seeing them play it live several more times, I'm sure. It's a good one. And so we'll kick it off here with a little NoFX and Minnesota Nazis.
What I found behind the orange curtain is probably what you'd expect. Now I understand that D.I. song. They don't hang ten, they serve Goosey Step. On the pier they love their hateful weekend rallies, where bigotry is called freedom of speech. I don't know how they could be so angry when they live at the beach. Those Huntington Beach Nazis call themselves right-wing renegades. They used to gather for the bonfire mass burnings. Now they wear them in their new brown shirt brigades. Huntington Beach Nazis like to frame trade school and city college degrees. Don't it seem silly that they still fly both for Trump flags? These racists live way too close to me. On the corner of Rhine and Isle Street, there's a bar called the Eagle's Nest. There's a print shop called Swan Stickers. Their white print on white t-shirts is the best. It's hard to find a legal place to skateboard, but easy to find a mask or book burning. And in a town where there's no Cesar Chavez Avenue, you know there's definitely no Martin Luther King. If those Minnesota Nazis are so sure that they're part of the master race, why do they cover their white faces when they're shooting friendly white unarmed lesbians in the face? Oh, there's Nazis in my neighborhood. Old white bitter people can be so rude when they deport all of their Mexicans. They'll have to cook their own Mexican food. America, America, is ignorance and pride what you call great? America, America, seems more like Germany in 38. America has paid the highest price. Now that we'll never clean all the blood off the ice. America, why can't we all agree? It's okay to judge and have some hate for people,
if you base it on their ethics, not their ethnicity.
Every now and then.
All right. Rock and Roll Kalashnikov. That was Three Penny Riot. Looking forward to that album when it comes out. I think they've got a date scheduled in early May down at the Labor Temple reserved. So I'm hoping that that maybe will be the album release date. We'll see. Before that, NoFX did Minnesota Nazis. I'm going to jack down a little bit here and go a little bit different direction. I'm going to play you some more local music, though. I'm going to play a cut now by a band called Frequencies from here in Bozeman. They released an album early last year, about a year ago now, called Resonant Fields. I'm going to play a cut called Impedance. I saw Frequencies down at the at the filling station maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. They were great, sounded great. It's a trio, mostly instrumental. There's a little vocals in there. They're going to be down at the Labor Temple on the 28th of February, the last day of February, playing with Tyrant, and I think the drummer in the band Frequencies and the guitar player in Tyrant are father and son, I believe, or the singer in Tyrant, so that should be a good show. So I'm going to play their song Impedance from Resonant Fields, and then The Connection. Jonathan Kennedy just released a new EP called Bring Me the Head of Connor Smith. Look out, Connor. And I'm going to play the lead-in cut off of that. It's called AOL.
Thank you.
That was The Connection with AOL. Before that, Frequencies did Impedance. Hope I didn't veer too abruptly. Got y'all wound up with some NoFX and Three Penny Riot, and then went with some ethereal songs, instrumentals from Frequencies and The Connection. It's good to chillax once in a while, I think. This is KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music to get us up to the 6 o'clock hour as the snow melts out there. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to thank an underwriter for supporting our programming here on KGVM.
KGVM thanks the Wax Museum for their support of our programming. The Wax Museum is Bozeman's home of vintage sounds on new and used vinyl, CDs, and cassettes. You can shop at the Wax Museum at 533 East Mendenhall, just 2 blocks from the KGVM studios. You can reach the Wax Museum by phone at 406-404-1617, or you can find them on Facebook. Thanks, Wax Museum!
Have you ever wondered what's hiding in the archives and special collections at MSU? Are you interested in seeing historic photos, yearbooks, diaries, architectural drawings, and more? This February, the MSU Library is encouraging the public to explore the collection by booking a blind date with the archives. When you book a blind date with the archives, library employees will be on hand to answer questions. They'll get you started by giving you some items to choose from, and will then allow you to explore unique items in the collection. You can find out more or reserve a table by contacting Mel Pomeroy, the curator at the MSU Library, at 406-994-4242. All right, before we get into a couple more songs, I do want to let you listen to today's Climate Connections.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2024, Hugh Stafford, an ecologist at the University of California, Davis, went backpacking in the Sierra Nevada. On Mount Kaweah, at about 12,000 feet, he stopped to take in the view. He saw lodgepole and foxtail pines.
And then I saw something else, and I thought, wait a minute, there's no way. And I walk over, and it was a Jeffrey pine.
In the Sierra Nevada, Jeffrey pines typically grow at elevations from 6,000 to 9,000 feet. But as the climate warms, scientists expect they'll be able to survive at higher elevations. It's too soon to know if Stafford's discovery is part of that trend, but he's since found multiple Jeffrey pines above 12,000 feet. The seeds were likely carried there by a bird called the Clark's Nutcracker. Stafford says in the past the seeds would probably have failed to germinate. But as temperatures rise, seeds stashed at higher elevations may have a greater chance to sprout. The trees Stafford found have no cones, so they will not reproduce.
Clearly, they're right on the edge of where they can survive.
But the discovery is a sign of a changing ecosystem, and researchers are working to understand what it means for the future of these trees in a warmer world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I'm going to finish out with a couple more local musicians. I guess one of them isn't local now. He's living out in New Jersey, but AJ Scaff lived here for a while anyway. He released an album called Strange But True Fiction last month, and I'm going to play the lead-in cut off of that. It's called Hey Julius. He'd released it as a single before that, and I think I've played that single, but I got a hold of the album on Bandcamp Friday, so I'll play a Hey Julius. And then Drew McDowell from his album 1 Billion Seconds with Don't Forget to Call Your Mother.
Hey now, Julius, don't school your police. Never meant nothing to you. Ah, those kids at school, they always want to treat you like you were the fool. You always watching the world go by from the corner of your. You knew that too.
for sure, Julius. You knew something we all didn't know. Do you remember laughing as we ran from the haunted house that the carnival brought to town? Do you remember that blackberry brandy? How the potion, oh man, it never let us down. Do you remember those trips to the city with the whippets and stoned out freaks and laser shows too? Do you remember those ragtag big blocks? How we used to knock off the girls' socks? Man, we used to get around. There's a world outside this town you've got to get to know. It's for sure, Julius. You knew something we all didn't know.
Given right a liberty, but the heart of my family, and they never give up on me. No, they say, son, you know you can count on us to love you and lift you up. I know times get tough, but you're tougher. When it's said and done, remember where you're coming from, and you can't please everyone. Oh no, it's just one. Take one step after the other, and don't forget. Don't forget, don't you forget to call your mother. My friends used to be everything. You know we would not let that change. We didn't know where the self-seeking that comes along with age. And when the drugs have stopped working, grass is never green. My girl is out cheating on me. Well, this is not the life that I'd foreseen. And I start to disregard my dreams. They're the ones that still believe in me. Yeah, they say, son, you know you can count on us to love you and lift you up. I know times get tough, but you're tougher when it's said and done. Remember where you're coming from, and you can't please everyone. Just one, take one step after the other, and don't you forget to call your mother.
All right, that was Drew McDowell off his album that he released toward the end of last year. It's called 1 Billion Seconds. That was Don't Forget to Call Your Mother. Before that, AJ Scaff off of his Strange But True Fiction album. That was Hey Julius. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM. Democracy Now! Is coming up here at 6 p.m. And hope you'll stay tuned. We've got Health and Happiness at 7. Green Room Graffiti at 8 o'clock. I'll be back again at 10 with the Jazz Nightcap. So hope you'll keep it locked here to KGVM. Hope you're doing well out there. It's a crazy time. Together makes it better. So hang out with people and talk and get through it. And have a great night, everyone.